Good afternoon. It is just afternoon there. Good afternoon, Vanya.
Hi. Good afternoon, Mike Jensen.
How are you feeling today?
I am feeling not 100%, but I'm better than I was yesterday because I couldn't speak.
Good.
Very well. I was
behind the scenes, we could not record yesterday because Vanya had no voice with which to speak.
I caught some sickness from the kids.
Oh, you think that's what it was? Just some child bug?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my daughter missed a day of school last week. My son had the worst of it on the weekend, and then...
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, no.
Just everyone take your turn.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how that happens. I'm like, why can't we all just get it at the same time? I mean, we're all drinking from the same cup. It sucks.
Does that feel like pre-pandemic? Do you feel like that used to happen more?
Oh, yeah, for sure. In fact, when my daughter was in kindergarten, which was when pandemic hit midway through, every single weekend we had a fever. Everybody.
Wow.
We had a fever. Yeah, and my son was in daycare, too, so it would either be, they'd alternate. It was great. So yeah, this is around, there's no fever in this one. It's just like, it's honestly just chest and like, probably also the allergies of, you know, everything's blooming here big time. So,
sure.
Which I love. It's beautiful, yeah. But you know.
My allergies are supposed to be like end of summer, I was told by a doctor once, because they're more like grass oriented. But man, the last week or two, just my eyes are just like on fire.
Yeah. Well, you know, our bodies change every 7 years, they say, so.
I guess that's true. That's why I always think that I should just try to eat some gluten and see what happens, because who knows, maybe I'm...
Yeah.
Maybe I'm fine with that now. I will say, I may have said this already, but definitely on the flight back from London, I started to eat something and then was like, this is bread. I think that I'm eating bread. But I never really got an effect, so who knows, maybe I should give it a try. It's just scary, like the idea of it, because like, it hurts for a very long time.
Yeah, yes. No, absolutely. Otherwise, for us this week, just... You know, still doing our volleyball stuff, which is so much fun, and trying to keep up with all the kids. My son has baseball. You know, it's definitely, you have to make an effort as a parent these days to not over like schedule your family. Otherwise, you could be doing something every single second.
Sure. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I guess that I did. I was like in like a little dance troupe, but I was trying to think of like a thing that I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I guess that was it. I guess I did some dance stuff because I was never a sports person, so I was never on any team. It is kind of funny because I am like my TV at the end of the night tends to go like maybe one new drama, one new comedy, and then I'll watch an episode of something from the past. Mm. And I'm rewatching the second season of Friday Night Lights, and I just got to the episode where Tammy Taylor becomes the volleyball coach.
Oh my gosh, so funny. I forgot about that. Oh,
I had totally forgotten it too. I was like, oh look, that's the Tammy Taylor. That's...
But isn't the second season the one where it derails at the end?
I think it might be the second season is tough. The second season is tough because the first season is so good. Like, it's so good. And then the second season has, like, the weird, like, murder plot line.
Yeah, that's the second season. Yeah.
Yeah. I only have, like, two episodes left. But it's weird looking at where we are right now and being like, wait, how are there only two episodes left? And my memory is that it does have kind of a weird, like, the... Season finales of TV shows, the IMDb ratings always go up. Like finales tend to have like these big, you know, rating surges at the end. And this one does not.
Oh, no, so, it is bad. And then in the third season, it's like no mention of it. Like,
yeah,
the crazy
I don't remember.
Thing happens.
I'll be curious to get to it again and like remind myself. Because then the seasons get really short. Like seasons 3, 4, and 5 are like 12 or 13 episodes or something like that.
I love it. I mean, Mike, are you still watching Ghosts?
I am. So what I've decided is, so that's my other weird, it's not weird, but my other TV ritual is that I tend to wake up and watch a half an hour comedy.
Oh, that's fun.
And I have certain ones, like I still watch The Simpsons every week.
I love that.
Yeah, so that tends to be Mondays, but I feel like yesterday, Monday, I woke up and something, I think maybe, so I'm watching the British Ghosts still.
Yes.
And I'm not going to start the American one until I've gotten all the way through the British ones. And there aren't that many. And I don't know when season 5 is coming up, but they're shorter seasons. So I feel like when I'm done, I'm also that weirdo who, like, when I finish a season, I don't want to watch the next season for at least, like, a week. Like, I like to like, separate.
Cleanse your palate.
Yeah, exactly. So I have a lot of weird TV rules. So I'm watching The Simpsons, which is happening. I'm watching... I'm watching Abbott Elementary, which is happening. Oh, yeah. I'm watching that show American Auto. Have you ever watched any of that?
Yeah, I watched the first season.
It's weird. I was going to say it's funny, but here's the thing.
I want it to be a little bit better.
See, 100%. And it's funny because I sort of respect it more than I enjoy it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that does.
Like, I really like the cast and I really like what they're going for. Like, I like the tone. I like what they're sort of getting at, but it's not very funny. I almost never laugh. I'm like, oh, that's interesting and clever. So it's funny that I'm still watching it. And it's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just, yeah, it's not, I can see what it wants to be. And I can see the humor that it wants to go for.
Yeah.
It's just, it never quite nails it. I don't know. It's a weird one. So those are like those three that are currently happening that I'm watching. And then when I don't have one of those, that's when I'll go and watch A Ghost. And like I said, I'll eventually watch the American one. It's sort of funny because I listen to this podcast about awards. And right now they're gearing up for the Emmy nominations. So they had the two leads of the American Ghosts on as guests, and they didn't really spoil anything, which was good, but it was funny hearing them talk about this thing that I kind of know some of, but like I don't actually know what's going to happen in that version of it. Also, is she on the show? Is she American?
Yes, they're both American.
It's funny because she's not in real life, and I feel like I've maybe heard, and I don't know where she's from, but she has an accent of some kind. And I definitely was like, I don't feel like she has an accent because I've seen trailers and things like that.
No,
and I was like, I don't
like
think she has an accent on the
like,
show.
You know, American sounding, maybe too much.
Yeah, it's funny. I'll have to look it up and see where she's from. But yeah, she's not actually of this country. So yeah, my week there hasn't. You know, it's been I worked my first 5-shift work week, which was definitely You know, it's what most people work. And I will say that, like, my work week is not super long. I fit in the 5 shifts in less than 40 hours for sure. But it was a lot. It was, Thursday, Friday, then Saturday doubles. Saturday doubles are rough, man. Like, they kind of just go on forever. And then coming back, definitely my train ride back on Sunday morning, I was like, ooh, I'm going to have to figure some things out because I was very, very tired. But it was fine. Like, I got through all of it. I'm not a big shopper. I think that the best shopping experience may have been with you. Did we go once and like you just went and like picked, you were like my dresser almost.
I brought me things. Yes.
That was,
sure.
It was so much more enjoyable. Like I have such a hard time like going through the racks. And I did the worst thing, which is that I went to Macy's because it's so overwhelming there. But I have a gift card. I have like a $75 gift card that I have to use on something. I literally wandered around for an hour with like 4 different ideas of what I could buy, couldn't find anything, and then just left. Like ended up not getting anything there.
Well, when you come next to LA, I can help you. You just bring that gift card. Well, I'll do it. I'll be your stylist.
Bring that there. We'll do some Macy's shopping there.
Yeah.
Because I ended up buying the things that I wanted off of Amazon, which brings me to my other issue of the week. It's funny how I've tried to get away from ordering on Amazon. Like, I really have tried to, like, go in person and buy things. And then I was having a conversation with a friend who was talking about, like, how they specifically get things from Amazon because you're paying for it. Like, we pay, I mean, I know at least Prime. I do, like, pay, like, a yearly, right? Mm-hmm. And it's funny in my mind that when I think of Amazon Prime, I think, like, well, no, I pay that so I can watch, you know, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, right. And, you know. And then I'm like, oh, no, I'm paying a yearly shipping fee, ostensibly, so I should use it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Do you get a lot of stuff off of Amazon?
Okay, so I can get things that are, like, I've already bought before. Like, I just ordered toothbrush heads for my Sonicare because I have the old one. Very interesting. But like things like that, but I cannot buy clothes on Amazon because, I mean, besides, you know, whatever, hating Jeff Bezos or whatever, but like I can't ever pick something that fits me properly or it's like disgusting or the quality. I need to touch and feel things. You know, I'd rather buy something used than shop on Amazon. But my sister-in-law is amazing at it. Like she always is in charge of, she gets the kids clothes for Christmas and oh, everything is like beautiful and like nice quality. I'm like, how do you do it? So yeah, no, that's my thought. I bought some curtains. I hated them. And I've talked to friends. They're like, just take it back to Kohl's and they'll give you a refund. Well, not on everything. apparently I got these from somewhere, and they're like, you have to ship them back to somewhere in China, and then once they receive it, then they'll give you a credit and not money back. And I was like, how did I not know?
Not
this?
Even a refund.
And they were really cheap. They were like $12. And so now I'm like, oh man, probably some child was making this, and I'm part of the problem. Oh god. So that's where my mind goes when we talk about Amazon.
Yeah. So the only like clothing, I guess I got some jorts because I had to go back to work during the pandemic. And I bought, and they actually fit really well. But I will say I bought like some tank tops that are very, very ill fitting. But the big ticket item that I need to buy that I went to Macy's thinking that I could use this was I'm trying to get a new suit. I'm going to a wedding in July.
Oh, yeah.
But then the idea of ordering a suit online feels insane. Like you're not going to try that on first. But, and I know this is not a revelation, like suits are like $500. Like that's like a normal price.
And that's cheap. For a,
oh my gosh, that's cheap.
Yeah, I think a suit, if you go to a place, it's at least $1,200 to more.
Oh my gosh.
And you could go up. But you know what you can do with a cheaper suit? Get it and then to go to a tailor and have them adjust everything for you. And so it'll look nicer. Save a couple hundred dollars for adjusting. And it'll be worth it. Trust me, it'll just make everything look really nice. But they have tons of suits at Macy's. And actually, they have good quality. And they have sales.
Yeah, well, that is part of what had happened was that I had looked online. Literally, like, Sunday night, I had looked online for Macy's suits. And there were a bunch that were on sale for, like, less than $200. And then when I went in the next day and none of them existed anymore, and I looked and it wasn't on. So I think that I must have just like missed a sale. So because I have time, I have a little time to kill. I'm not super stressed about it. So I am just kind of like checking to be like, go on sale, please. So I don't have to spend $1,000 on a suit. I don't know. Yeah. And then, you know, the other thing that I did want to mention here, because I had mentioned a cousin who was not doing well and he did pass away yesterday.
Oh, no.
And, you know, you met Billy, my cousin Bill, who lives in, it's his brother, it's his older brother, Robert, and another cousin that I hadn't seen in a very, very long time, but I certainly have a lot of memories of childhood and being younger and spending time with them. And, you know, I was sort of texting with my siblings and, you know, it's you know, we kind of talked about this last week or the week before, that you were just getting older and we start losing people. And it's hard. It's hard because I just wish that I had better words other than, you know, I do love my family and I'm always trying to like send love out. And I think it reminds us of the importance of making sure that the people we love know that we love them.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So thinking of them and their family, and it's hard, you know, this is also the aunt who, you know, is his mom who passed not that long ago. And I know what it is like to, you know, lose people, and it's it doesn't get easier, but I guess you have the love that you had for them. So
yeah,
not super wise words, but I just wanted to say something about it.
I hear you.
Yeah. So, you know, but on the other hand, onward, like what's anything causing you joy? What you digging this week?
Well, I'm digging the weather. It's very nice here. It's the spring has sprung. The flowers are blooming. Today it's going to be 80 something degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just it's nice because we had a lot of rain. Although everyone's freaking out because the Sierra Nevada range is now it's going to melt and flood a bunch of things. So that's scary, but I'm going to just focus on the positive of the beautiful weather. I am still fully enjoying Schmigadoon. It is hilarious. And this last episode, holy crap. It's kind of fun that we're recording on Wednesday instead of Tuesday because we got to see the new episode and you were texting me. But it's just amazing. It's, you guys, if you like musical theater at all, you will be tickled freaking pink watching this show.
Yeah. This episode was, I honestly meant to fold this conversation into what has happened this week, because one of the most important things that's happened in my week was that episode, I texted you during the Jesus Christ Superstar moment, which I then think that's what you texted me about. Like, it's that number, I almost can't take it. Like, it's so well done. I know we just talked about this show last week. I know we just like, but like, I honestly, it's like, it blows my mind. It blows my mind what they do on that show.
I know. It's so good. It's so good. I love it. So if anyone wants to talk to us about it, just DM us because it's very exciting. I was like, Mike, we need to do like a side project where we just talk through every single episode because I love it so much.
I'm like, well, it is only 12 episodes altogether, but I guess we could maybe make some hay out of that. It is. Yeah, it is pretty.
It's just fun to like think about where did this come from? Where did this inspiration come from? And like how they're doing it. And Cecily Strong has an amazing voice.
She does have an amazing voice. I also was really happy that we got to hear Keegan-Michael Key. I feel like we didn't really...
I know! This is the first time in this season anyways.
Right. I guess that he had the number at the end of last season, but it was fun to like get him singing.
Yeah, he sounded nice and pretty. It's great.
Yeah, it was such a good episode. So much fun.
So the thing I'm really... And oh, by the way, I am liking Ted Lasso more. The last two episodes have been better. For me.
Yeah.
And there was a whole thing about love bombing, which I was like, that is fascinating. I was like, mm-hmm. if we weren't doing the topic we're doing, I was like, we should talk about love bombing. But I think I probably already talked about that. Anyways, really interesting stuff. What I'm actually digging this week, though, is a book by a woman named Jennifer Senior, and it's called All Joy and No Fun, The Paradox of Modern Parenthood. And it's not about, it's not a parenting book, but it's about parents. It's fascinating. And I think she's really smart. But yes, I'm really enjoying All Joy and No Fun. I'm listening to it.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm loving it. Just makes you feel like you're not alone. Like all the feelings you feel, you're not alone. Because it's so easy to feel completely isolated and alone. Like you're only, you know, you're dealing with all these things by yourself. So it's nice. I like it.
Yeah, for sure. That's very, very important.
Yeah. But that's it. What about you?
Well, I have a couple. I have two things that I kind of wanted to talk about, and one of them is sort of a. I'm going to bring up to make a point.
Okay.
And that is, I saw a film called Chevalier, and I'd been seeing previews for a while, and I'd been really interested in it, and I do like there. Like I really like Samara Weaving, and she's in it, and I also really love Minnie Driver, and she has a part in it. Oh, also, and I feel bad because I literally can't say this person's name, but it also has the sister of Fleabag in it, and her name is spelled Sian, and I know someone has told me how to pronounce it. Is it?
Yeah, Sean.
All right, so Sean Clifford is also in it. It's a really great cast. The lead is this guy, Kelvin Harrison Jr., who I don't really think I know from anything. Oh, he was in a movie called Loose. Okay, I remember that one. That was a few years ago, an independent film. And it's written and directed by this guy, Stephen Williams, who worked on Lost and worked on Watchmen. So he has like a pretty great television pedigree. So it's based on a true story about a mixed race man in France. Like, I don't actually know exactly when it takes place, but during the reign of Marie Antoinette, whose mother was a black slave and whose father was a white slave owner. And, you know, here's the thing. We don't 100% know how much of it is true. And that's always sort of the thing with, like, retelling of true stories, is that obviously you're going to have to invent things. But this person existed.
Mm.
This black man during the reign of Marie Antoinette existed. And he was a classical composer. He's sort of considered the first classical composer. Uh-huh. And it tells as much as they can the story of his artistry and his influence. And I guess the point that I want to make with this, and I'm not calling upon, like, I look at a poster with a bunch of white guys, and it's fine. I'm a white guy. Like, I'm not offended by it. But I just always think there's another story to be told. Like, there are the stories of women and the stories of not white people in general that are just so seldom told. And when I see a story like this, where I just think, like, these are the stories that I want more of. These are the things that I want put out more in the world. And they're there. Those stories are there to be told. And I just appreciate any artist who can find a way to tell them. And I just continuously advocate for more of those stories to be told.
That's great. You have to tell the creative executives at the networks.
I will. I will get on the phone right now.
This is partly why I can't watch Succession. I'm so sorry.
So that's a tough one, because honestly, that was the poster that I was just talking about. And granted, there's a woman on that poster too, and that's great. And it's just that funny thing where I'm like, I get that's who is mostly populating this genre. And I am still watching Succession, and I am mostly enjoying this season. And I will certainly continue to watch it because it's almost over.
Yeah.
But I do have that thing where I look at that and I'm like, look at all the white people. Like, it's just so many. And it was even a thing, I can't even think of what movie it was, where it was a bunch of white guys on the poster. And then like in the names listed, there was like a woman. I'm like, well, that's nice that they let a whole woman's name on that poster. Right. That's exciting. Yeah. And it's just who's telling the stories. I understand that that's mostly where our storytelling has come from in the past. It makes me so happy when something that is not that breaks through. So happy in that respect. And then the other thing that I have to bring up is that somebody somewhere's back and I love it so much. You watched the first season, right? With Bridget Everett.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I loved it.
Mary Catherine Garrison, Jeff Hiller, I think is his name. Like, it's so good. It's one episode back. My sister Kim and I kind of like watch it. We don't watch it together, but like we sort of text each other as we're watching it because we both love it. And it's just such a great show. And it's very simple. And I will say the first episode back was kind of weird because I had moments where I was like, wait, what's happening? And I think that they're just the way they were telling the story. Some of it kind of threw me off a little bit, but just super enjoyable. I love it so much.
But remember, the actor who played the dad passed away while they were.
And I think that that's part of what they were dealing with is that they had to sort of explain why he wasn't around. But it took me a minute to like understand and be like, oh, that's what's happening here. So I think that was part of it, was that they did their best to kind of, you know, how are we going to make up for this, the presence of this person being gone? So, and it once again, it mostly worked. It was just a moment where I was like, I'm so confused as to what's happening. But anyways, I love it. I love the whole cast. They're also good. So yeah, definitely check that one out.
Cool.
And then, I don't know, do without. This is such a silly thing because no one even watches these, but I get so annoyed when I like put in a DVD or a Blu-ray and it's like, here are like 10 minutes worth of previews. And I know that I can fast forward through them, but like, I bought this thing. Why do I have to watch advertisements? Yeah. Like, I paid to own this thing. Don't make me watch an advert. There's like, this is, once again, I know that I'm being silly, but like, I put in the Hunger Games DVDs are all like, and for your mandatory viewing, and it's trying to make you watch the previews. And I get that they're trying to be funny, but I'm like, no, no, you can't make me.
Yeah.
Very silly. Just a pet peeve. Just saying, like, I bought your DVD. You can't make me watch a preview.
Right.
Anyway, how about you? Anything in particular you could do without this week?
Well, actually, speaking of previews, we went and saw the Mario Brothers movie. Mario Brothers. It was really cute, by the way, the movie. But there were so many previews. My son was going to lose his shit. Like, seriously. He's like, another one? Another one? And I was like, we were like, this is probably it, buddy. And it was, again, another one. Yeah, he was super cute.
It's so funny.
But you know, right? Like, when we go see a movie in the theater, like, Jesus.
You know, legitimately, because I have, like, the Prime, whatever, like, that I pay for, and you can select your seat ahead of time, I show up to the movies, like, 15 minutes into the showtime. Like, I just make it a goal.
And that makes me nervous. Adam said, my husband, he was like, it's fine. And sometimes I mean, the previews, because we don't go to the movie. I mean, the last time I went to a movie was with you.
Right.
So I was like, you know, I don't go very often. So I don't mind. It's kind of fun to see those previews. But still, it was ridiculous. There was like 20 previews. I'm not joking.
It's sort of, yeah. The average time is like 24 minutes is what previews will play for before a movie starts.
For heart's sake. What the hell?
Yeah, it's a lot.
No, but the real thing that I could do without is, so 20 years ago in August, I have been married for 20 years. So my 20-year anniversary, right? So we're trying to think of something fun. Like, for a while at the beginning, like last year after our anniversary, I was like, maybe we do like a big party and like a, you know, like an, not like a vow renewal, but like a love renewal and be like, let's celebrate this love. And we were here for 20, we're still committed to each other for 20 years. Although somebody was like, on All the Housewives, that recommitment ceremony it's like a death sentence. So I was like, ooh, maybe not. Not really. But so anyways, that was one thing, spend money on that. But all in all, after this pandemic and everything, my husband and I were like, you know, we really need a trip together, something for us. Let's do that. And so we're trying to figure out what to do. But it's, you know, it is expensive. Like, it is, like, we're thinking Hawaii, everything. It would be like, I'm like, either we go on a trip or we get like new windows, you know, I'm just kidding, but it's like right. multiple thousands of dollars. So we're trying to figure something out. I'm just annoyed because I'm annoyed with myself because I get stressed out to be too far away from the kids, you know, because we're looking at like, what if we did, I mean, oh my God, how amazing would it be to go to, you know, Spain or somewhere? So amazing. But me just even starting to think about that gets my anxiety like going, because, like, what if something happened and I couldn't get back to them or, you know. So So we're just trying to figure something out that we can do that will be good for us to and to reconnect, because, you know, we don't get a lot of alone time.
Yeah.
But also not break the bank, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's tough. I was looking at, because, you know, they opened that new hotel at JFK, and it looks really, really nice. It's in the old, I can't think of whatever the old airline building and it's like a rooftop pool, and cool. And it looks really, really nice, and I was like, well, that'd be a treat sometime, like if I had an early morning flight to go. And I have friends that have done it before. Legitimately, the cheapest room is like $450 a night or something. And I'm like, I guess that's just how much hotels are, but I was like, holy Moses, that's so expensive. Yeah, I don't know. I know that it's not as grand, but I feel like even if you guys spent like 3 nights in San Diego, that could, you know, you wouldn't be,
you know, San Diego, you know, I actually like put into the search engine, I'm like, where are the best places to travel, because it's August, so you know, right. And San Diego came up as one, and I was like, that's interesting. But yeah, we're gonna figure it out. Maybe somewhere in Mexico, because there's places you can drive. And also, sure. I mean, part of me, I freaking hate the word foodie, but I love beautiful food, and I've been to two Michelin star restaurants in my life, and it has been like a really amazing experience. I would love, so we're going to try to get reservations at the French Laundry, which is in Napa.
Gotcha.
So if we did that, then that could kind of inform our trip. But still, I was looking at hotels around there, and they're like $1,000 a night. I'm sure there's stuff that's cheaper, but yeah. So it's like, it's hard that one of the things that book I was telling you about talks about is the feeling of, you know how some people are entitled? Well, a lot of moms especially feel unentitled. So I have that in me too. I'm like, well, you know, we could use this money. I mean, we could get a new refrigerator or whatever. You know, our fridge is fine. But you know, it's just like, I think, oh, it's hard for me to spend money on a experience when we know those are the things we remember in life.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't remember that I just got a new dishwasher, by the way. I'm going to remember that though. I hate doing dishes, so it's good. Anyways, that's just I could do without. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, travel's gotten really expensive. Our topic was kind of inspired by the fact that you weren't feeling well, because it just sort of got me thinking about like being sick, and like being sick as a kid versus being sick as an adult. Because I also, it's such a weird memory that I have. And I must have been 7 or 8, something around that. I was so young. And I have the specific memory of being in my childhood home in the kitchen. And I think that, like, it was known that I wasn't feeling well and I had a fever. And I think that the idea was, like, well, go pour yourself some, like, 7-Up or Sprite. I think that was, like, a cure-all when I was younger of, like, that'll settle your stomach and make you feel better.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And I have such... I can see it. I can feel the feeling. And it's a thing that happens every once in a while that, like, my mind flashes back to. It gives me a thickness in my mouth feeling, which is really, it's hard to explain, but like I can feel it, the sensation, and I have such a specific memory of getting this 2-liter and spilling it all over the floor and crying to my, and saying that I'm sorry and being like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. And I hadn't spilt it. Like I was holding it, but I was delirious. Like my fever had gotten so bad that And so I can like see my, it's funny that now as an adult, I can see myself spilling it, but I can also see myself holding the bottle. And like, I remember my mom being like, you didn't spill anything. Everything's fine. You're fine. Wow. We're going to like get you. Yeah. And it's such a weird, vivid memory of, and once again, I can feel it. Like I can feel the sensation of it.
Crazy.
And it's such a weird thing being sick as a little kid. Yeah. And then being sick as an adult is so weird because like, you just think you're like, I'm an adult. Like I should be able to fix this.
Right.
Like I remember going into work, I think I was managing at the time, and going in for a brunch and just being like, I'll be fine. But like a coworker being like, you have to go home right now. Like I was just completely white and like couldn't stop going to the bathroom, if you know what I mean. Like, but I was just like, no, I'm gonna work through it. And like just sort of admitting like, no, I am ill. I have to go home. I have to take some time. And I don't know, what do you have memories of being sick as a kid?
Well, just to add on to being an adult, I feel like now that I'm 40 or yourself, I finally am like I canceled everything yesterday. And I think it's the only reason I'm okay today, because I laid in bed. I slept. I went to bed. You know, I got a ton of sleep. I drank a lot of water. I mean, I wasn't well, and I let myself have that day. You know, even this morning, I forgot I had turned off my alarms from yesterday, and my husband got the kids ready, and I woke up at 7:30, which is crazy. That's like an hour past when I should be up. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, take the time. You're going to get better faster if you do.
Right,
otherwise, you know, if you're just like running yourself thin, you could get sicker. It's going to take longer. You know, the story, the memory that comes into mind is actually not about me necessarily being sick, but it's about my sister, my little sister being sick. And there was a time when I was like five. We were living with my grandma in Spokane, Washington. And my dad was working back east. Eventually, we ended up moving back east with him in New York to be with him, because my mom was like, I can't handle this, you know, living with her mom. And she was going to school at the time, too. But I remember in my grandparents' house, it was winter, and it's really, and they lived in the country. It was super snowy, and somebody was watching us. It wasn't my grandma. Maybe it was my mom's aunt or something, who we knew kind of well, but she was a real gruff lady. And my sister was extremely sick. And I remember they had the fire, you know, they have a wood stove fire that like made the house warm, and it was really warm in there. And she had a fever. And so this aunt kept putting clothes on her, like bundling her up. And my sister was crying, and, you know, like a five-year-old, I know, I obviously know what's right for my sister. So I kept trying to take her clothes off of her and put her in the bath. Like, I'm like, and I remember getting in a huge fight with this lady who I was like, no. And I was incensed. Like, I was like, she is torturing my sister. I was pissed. And eventually my mom came home, but like, and it was dark. It was nighttime. It was just like this, it was a crazy feeling, and I wanted to protect my sister. But yeah, I mean, it's not the same thing as, you know, myself being sick. I'm a kid who, oh my God, I don't think I got sick all that much. I was always on the go. But as an adult, I hate being sick. It's my least favorite thing. I also remember being in New York once and being so sick. I think back on that time, because I was like, I must have had something really bad. I mean, I don't know what I had, but there's some pictures of me, because my cousin came from Australia, and I look like I'm dying, like I'm green. But anyway, it sucks.
Well, when I think of us being, I think of the time that we got food poisoning. Oh. Because I used to roll my eyes. We were like, I have food poisoning. I'm like, no, that's not a thing. Like, I had never experienced it.
Yeah.
So I was always kind of like, oh, whatever. And then it was the Oscars, right? Like, your husband and you, we had all ordered, we had mango chicken from a certain restaurant that we won't say. I don't think they exist anymore, so it's probably fine. But it was like our favorite food to order. We got it all the time. And we consumed it and watched the Oscars. And all three of us the next day were like, we are dying. We have died. We are not here anymore.
Honestly.
Like, we were all so, but it almost felt like comforting that I was like, oh, you guys too? Okay,
yeah, no, okay. We all ate it. It's hard for me to even think about that time and not get nauseous.
We never ate it again because it was so, we were so sick, and I loved it. And I think about it now and I'm like, oh, bleh.
Yeah,
but it was, it was my favorite thing in the world. Never ate it again.
Wash your hands, everybody. Keep your food, you know, don't eat crappy food. I accidentally ate like a moldy strawberry this morning. Not the whole thing. I took a bite and I was like,
I've definitely bit into fizzy fruit before. Yeah. Been like, oh, that's not good. Get that out. Yeah.
And then I just drink vodka, so I've already had my vodka. No, that's how
perfect.
I clean myself.
That's the cure-all.
Yeah.
Do you have anything random? Anything random that you want to talk about this week?
I'm sorry. What is wrong with me? I never do the random things. I don't know. No, I have no random.
It's just a catch-all.
You go, Mike.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, like, I know that I've already kind of talked about this, but like, you know, theater is like ramping up and there's so much coming out that I'm trying to see, and I know I'm going to spend some money on certain things, but like, I was able to get like a pretty cheap ticket. I'm seeing the Thanksgiving play tonight, which Katie Finneran is in, and Darcy Carden, who we love from League of Their Own and The Good Place.
I love her.
And I'm super excited to see that. And then next week, I managed to snag a pretty cheap ticket to a Dollhouse with Jessica Chastain. And We saw her on stage once before and had mixed feelings, but very excited to see her on stage. I hear that she's really, really good in this, and it's an interesting production. So I'm excited. Theater That's makes right. me so happy. So
tell me about it when we see each other next. I can't wait to hear.
I will for sure. Yeah. I mean, I haven't really, like, I talked about that I was going to see Life of Pi, and it's hard because I was really impressed by the production, but also just had to come home and watch the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, that was really visually amazing, and it's supposed to be a movie. So, I've seen a few things that I've liked. You know, we saw some like It Hot last week, which is a new musical, obviously based on the classic. And it's another show about guys putting on dresses, and isn't that funny? And they do a good job of sort of rounding out the story and giving it a little bit more substance. And so it's very sort of silly old school theater, but with like a modern edge to it, which I very much appreciated. Okay. And some really, really great performances. So yeah, it's fun. Theater.
I love it.
Well, you can see behind me. Can you see my huge bag of laundry? It's right back there. It's laundry day.
Go do laundry.
I know. I'm really sad, but we could just talk for hours until I don't have time to do laundry, but I probably should go. All right. Love
Bye.
You.
Love
talking
you
to
too.
You.
I love you too.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCantNot@gmail. We'll be back next week.
Oh, here, wait. I have a random thing. I just read about spring cleaning. They say, just a reminder to clean your sheets because those dust mites can make you itch. And your bedding, too. The top part of your bedding over the winter months can get like lots of dusty, mighty, gross things on it. And so I went and did all the kids. I actually have to do my daughter's comforter, but everybody's sheets are clean so far.
All right. I can't do that today, but maybe I'll do another one tomorrow.
You feel
get
so
the dust mites off of me.
Yeah.